The 4th of July 2024 is general election day here in the UK, and people will be invited to cast their votes for the new government. There are some important deadlines though that you have to meet if you want to vote, and some important things to talk about if you are a blind or a partially sighted voter. Tom Skelton is with us from RNIB. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Alan.
Now, let's take a look at these deadlines so far, because there are a few we kind of want to mention here. And I suppose an important one is there is a deadline if you still have to register to cast your vote as well.
Yes. So if you are not registered to vote, or if you're not sure, the deadline for registering to vote is Tuesday, the 18th of June. And you can register anytime up until 11:59.
And that's just contacting your sort of local council, the electoral office, and get your name down, make sure you're eligible to vote. Also, if you're not able to vote, or you maybe find it difficult to go to the polling station as well, there are options for you. But again, deadlines if you want to use those.
Yes, the deadline to apply for a postal vote is just the day after. So Wednesday, the 19th of June, 5 p.m. for that day. If a postal vote is not accessible and you don't want to vote in person, then you can also apply for and nominate someone as a proxy to vote for you, someone who you trust to vote on your behalf. And that deadline is also Wednesday, the 26th of June.
And big thing this year for general elections now, voter ID is required. Now, there is a deadline if you don't have the correct ID, but before we talk about that deadline and what you have to do there, ID is quite a big thing and people may struggle to have some of these. So what will people require?
This is the first general election that people will need some form of photo ID to vote. And so you can apply for a voter authority certificate if you do not have one, but the local travel passes, all of the different ones available across the UK in the four nations, are possible to use as a photo ID. So those disabled local travel passes. And the blue badge is also possible to use. So for blind and partially sighted people listening, those are eligible forms of ID. But if you don't have one of those forms, then you can apply for a voter authority certificate from your local authority. And the deadline to do that is Wednesday, the 26th of June.
There's a lot of different forms of voter ID as well. You'll get information at gov.uk, or you can talk to the guys at RNIB. We'll give details later because there are lots of different forms of photo ID in there as well. So we'll mention the deadlines again just before we finish up, Tom. But we are encouraging more blind and partially sighted people to get out there and to cast their votes as well. And there should be, and we should expect, support at the polling stations to do this.
Yes, so staff at polling stations should be trained to assist people to vote independently and in secret and make the voting process as accessible as possible. This should involve asking people what assistance they need upon arrival at the polling station and also be able to provide them with any accessible voting solutions that they require. However, the only things that are legally required to be at a polling station are the tactile voting device, which some listeners might have used or come across before, a large print version of the ballot paper, and magnifiers. If there are other accessible voting solutions, a few of which we trialled in a user testing day last year, and the report on which we've just published, which you can find on our website. But these other accessible voting solutions, which involve audio players, which will then play audio recordings of the ballot paper, which then allow the blind or partially sighted voter to review the contents of the ballot paper. The issue with only the tactile voting device being available at the polling station is that that device only enables you to navigate the ballot paper and locate the voting boxes. The other required equipment and solutions there don't necessarily, especially if you're blind, and magnifiers or large print ballot papers don't help. They don't allow you to know the names or the order of the candidates, which is obviously vital if you are going to vote independently and in secret. So these different solutions, which we trialed, are possible to request if you contact your local electoral services. And we have actually got template letters for a couple of the solutions, which you can download from our website, rnib.org.uk. There's a letter on an audio player, and then there's also a letter for an audio tactile device. So we want to get as many people as possible to request these accessible voting solutions, because the more evidence that we gather about people's experiences of using these solutions and how and if they make voting more accessible, the more that we can use those stories, those experiences, and that evidence to influence Electoral Commission guidance and hopefully future legislation in all of the four nations.
Some important stuff there, Tom. We do want more people to get out and cast their vote, as many people as possible, of course. Just remind us of those important deadlines.
Registering to vote is Tuesday, the 18th of June. Then Wednesday, the 19th of June, is applying for a postal vote. And then Wednesday, the 26th of June, is applying for a proxy vote and for a voter authority certificate.
And as Tom said, do go to the website rnib.org.uk. You'll find loads of information on the elections as well, including notes on all those deadlines. You can, of course, call the helpline for any advice on 0303 123 9999. Tom, we'll no doubt we'll be back to chat just before the election as well, some more things to talk about. But until then, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.